My name is Stephen Lang. I'm writing for Growcart's Mail, which is a community newspaper for Makanda. Makanda, as you might have read in the press in the last year or so, has been actually falling apart. It's falling into pieces. There's potholes, drought, no water, no electricity, no nothing. And this has been for a number of reasons. One of the reasons has been that the province has neglected lots of appeals put forward by residents from Makanda. And I think that you are both familiar with the situation here. Yet at this conference, I heard a lot of people talking about Nelson Mandela Bay, because that's obviously where you're fighting a high profile battle to gain a kind of a majority. And you've also spoken a lot about Coga, where you have a model, a success story, which obviously people like talking about success stories. But once again, as a representative resident in Makanda, I'm feeling left out. I never heard Makanda or even Sarah Bartman, district municipality, mentioned, not even once. And I listened to, I think, every single word at this conference. All the words that the media was allowed, we were not allowed in some parts. So my feeling here again is that the DA is not really doing much to help me, and I live in a DA ward, by the way, and I haven't seen the DA do anything, and I haven't heard anything from you guys either. What's your response to that?
Stephen, I just want to make me clear. Are you talking as a voter, or are you putting the question about your ward or the general neglect of Makanda in the Congress? Is it the latter part?
Okay. I'm talking as a reporter for the community newspaper, which serves Makanda. In fact, it serves the whole of the Makanda municipality. But I'm also talking, I have a personal experience. I'm not talking about an area that I don't know about. I'm talking about an area that I know very well.
So, I mean, the problem is that you've made a couple of assumptions, and the ones that is that you've never heard anything. And I can tell you, as a former constituency leader, scholar, and a student who lived in Grahamstown for 10 years, that I have been constantly following what's been happening in the DA in Makanda, previously known as Grahamstown. And I can tell you, as a constituency leader, that I championed the issue of dissolving that municipality in Parliament. I received accolades from residents of the Makanda municipality. I met with the mayor of Makanda municipality, and my predecessors have all driven this issue in Parliament, the National Council of Provinces, and the provincial legislature. And today at this Congress, you will probably have noticed that Motion 5 dealt with the collapsing state of local government. I'm sorry that we didn't include Makanda, but the reality is that there are far too many municipalities across the province that are collapsing under the weight of the ANC's maladministration and corruption. I want to assure you that I have a very personal interest in Makanda finding its feet. I have for years been driving this issue of dissolution of the council together with my colleagues in the DA, and it was not a slight on Makanda that we neglected to mention it specifically. But there are numerous other municipalities which we didn't specifically mention, such as Enoch Mgajima and others. Perhaps my colleague Maba would like to weigh in, but Motion 5 at the Congress comprehensively captures the collapsing state of local government. The reason Nelson Mandela Bay and Coga were mentioned was because they are topical in the sense that we've been in government in both. And then often Maba, I'll ask Vicky to come in as our spokesperson on COCTA to tell you precisely what the DA has and is doing. Has been doing and is doing.
I must say that I welcome this question because it is very important. And I can confirm that in Parliament, we have tabled statements, questions in relation to the state of Makanda. When I was a deputy shadow minister for COCTA, I raised these issues with Pravin Gordhan then, even when there was no intervention. We've been doing oversight, and it was even covered by Drokot. I've been there, the sewer in Joza, the infrastructural problems in the CBD, in Grahamstown. Therefore, I've had more than two business breakfasts with business communities in Grahamstown, well attended, where we're engaging on the concerns on the issue of Grahamstown. And also, I have addressed community meetings in these areas. And I'm so sure that many of our councillors in the municipality in Grahamstown continue to raise these issues in council. And I can tell you that when Nana Mlindi, who's a member of parliament today, was leader, there were times even when they had to leave councils. There were times when they were shut down in raising a number of motions. We have supported the applications in court as a Democratic Alliance. We thought what was done was right, and we were happy with the outcomes of the court. When I was a leader in the provincial legislature, in my speeches, and you can go and look at them, I've raised the issue of Grahamstown because I used it as an example, Grahamstown and Makana, of towns that the ANC have collapsed, in particular in Nkijima and Grahamstown. And as I was delivering my speech, I made it clear in the statement that the Nelson Mandela is collapsing in the manner that it is collapsing. And the ANC government is taking Nelson Mandela to the same direction in which they have taken at Grahamstown. We are concerned for what is happening in Grahamstown. I always say that Grahamstown is a potential Stellenbosch if it was run by proper people and maintained. It's a beautiful town that the ANC have messed up, and will continue to raise that voice of the people of Grahamstown.
Vicky, would you like to just come in very briefly and just indicate what you've been doing in the provincial legislature to draw attention to the ANC's maladministration in Makana?
And thank you very much, Andrew. As you will recall, there was a judgment earlier this year deciding to dissolve that municipality. As soon as that has happened, we have welcomed that judgment. And I have immediately then written to the MEC of COPTA as well as the Premier of the Eastern Cape to ask them to please not appeal this judgment, but abide by that order and have a fresh election in that municipality. However, I do know that they have continued to appeal that judgment, and I believe that they will try to appeal that and continue to drag this issue out until as close as possible or till the local government elections next year, because I do believe that they are concerned should there be fresh elections in that municipality, that they will eventually lose that municipality. But then just also to say that except for the member statements that I've done and the media statements that I have done in the legislature, I do fight a very hard fight in the legislature as related to corruption in local municipalities in the Eastern Cape. Not just corruption, but the flouting of local government legislative prescripts by municipalities. And I can tell you now, in terms of your comment, not specifically mentioning Makanda, is that there are at this stage 14 municipalities in the Eastern Cape that is in severe financial distress. That is the official number. I have written to the MEC expressing that I believe that it is actually much more than that, as municipalities are now unable to pay their staff, unable to pay their bills within the prescribed 30 days. And he has actually agreed that he will do a reassessment of the amount of municipalities in financial distress in the Eastern Cape. And then also just lastly, Andrew, to add that this has been a landmark judgment in terms of Makanda, and you will have seen that municipalities like Enoch Mkajima and possibly also Sakisizwe has also used that judgment to also get themselves dissolved. That is how bad things are out there. So in terms of the over 30 municipalities in the Eastern Cape, much more than half of them are in financial distress. So it might not always be possible to make specific mention of each one of them, but we are very invested in what is happening in terms of the collapse of local government in the Eastern Cape. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Vicky. Just to be clear, the DA fully supports the dissolution of the Makana Council, and we've been advocating it for that for very many years, and we look forward to fresh elections where we can bring our DA good governance blueprint, which we explained during the Congress that we've rolled out in Nelson Mandela Bay and in Coga.